Radical left Nina Turner slams Secretary Pete Buttigieg for supply chain, transportation failures. By Wendell Hussebo on December 28, 2022. Radical left activist and former politician Nina Turner slammed Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Tuesday for the nation's supply chain and transportation woes. Citing an averted railroad strike, airline delays, and supply chain failures, Turner said the crises are a result of a small city mayor being made the Secretary of Transportation. Biden nominated Buttigieg for Transportation Secretary in 2021. He was mayor of South Bend, Indiana, from 2012 to 2020. He has since become one of the most powerful men in Washington, D.C. after Congress passed a $1 trillion transportation bill into law in November 2021. The bill enables Buttigieg with the tremendous power of directing these funds throughout the nation. What's happening with the railroads, airlines and the supply chain is a result of a small city mayor being made the Secretary of Transportation as a means to pad his resume for president, she tweeted. Secretary Buttigieg is a prime example of failing up. It is not the first time Turner has ripped Buttigieg for failing at his position. On Monday, she defended previous criticisms of the secretary about unaccountable airlines. And before anyone accuses me of calling him out after the fact, no. I've been calling on a Pete Buttigieg to take on these airlines all year, she said, and retweeted herself from August. Criticisms of Buttigieg have resurfaced after numerous flight delays over the holidays. Breitbart News reported. Southwest Airlines travel woes are continuing as the major airline attempts to recover from what it has described as operational challenges, canceling over 2,600 flights on Tuesday alone. The travel issues began days ahead of Christmas as a massive winter storm battered the U.S. But while other U.S. airlines experienced varying disruptions, Southwest has failed to regain its footing, canceling thousands of flights day by day. Christmas Day, Southwest canceled 1,635 flights, accounting for over half of canceled flights related to the U.S. that day. The following day, Southwest canceled 71% of its flights, 2,909. Specifically. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.